Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord God, for all that you have already done. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for moving this morning, God. We thank you for touching each and every soul, God. Here, God, there, God, and near, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, for your presence, Lord. We thank you for those, Father God, who have given today, God. We ask that you would bless the givers, Lord God. Bless, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. You said if we give, it shall be given to us. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give unto our bosom. With the same measure that we have met shall be measured unto us again. So, Lord, we thank you and we ask, Father God, that these tithes, these offerings, oh, God, will be, God, for the furthering and building of the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody's here today, so do what I can, what I'm supposed to do with that. Thank you, Brother Derek. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God will always send you some help, won't he? He'll never leave you alone. Amen. I felt like this morning that I needed to shift and go to Luke. I was going to be somewhere else this morning. But I felt like somebody need to hear this, need to be encouraged. Because, truth be told, we're all waiting on something. Amen. We're all standing in the need of something. We've got our blessings answered. Amen. God has come and answered our prayers, but we still got some prayers that's out there that are yet need to be answered. And so I felt like that, you know, I can go here and encourage you. I admonish you when we in church, you know, we're praying, you know, put your devices up. You know, if you ain't looking up no scripture or nothing like that, you know, you need to be concentrated, focused on God. Amen. And this is why, you know, that, you know, a lot of times we don't receive what we're looking for from God. You know, when you're in church, we need to be concentrated on him. You know, lifting up holy hands, Peter said, everywhere. I admonish every man, everywhere, lift up holy hands. Especially in his presence, okay? So you dive in, you know, because we're waiting for deliverance. We're waiting for miracles. We just never know. You walk in here, you know, one way, you leave out another way. You have to give all your attention to the Lord. Amen? You got to give all your attention to God. Let him know that you're for real with him. All right? And so we're going to be in Luke 8. I'm not going to try to hold you long, but I hope this familiar story about the woman with the issue of blood. Amen. And we're going to start here in Luke 8, chapter 8, verse 40. Let us stand, if you can. Go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord God, for being here today, God. We thank you, God, for allowing us, God, the strength, God, to make our way out, God. Many, God, made a press, Lord, this morning, God, to get here, God, wherever they are this morning, God. And we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your word, God, will strengthen us, Lord. Lord, it's your word, God, that strengthens us, oh, God. It's your spirit, God, oh, God, that keeps us, God, going, Lord God. It's your spirit, God, that empowers us, God, to stand, God, in dark places, oh, God. Stand, Father God, oh, God, in hard places, Lord God. And we pray, Father God, that as we go to this word, God, we pray, Lord, that you will bless your people this morning, God. Speak to them, Lord God. Speak through me and speak to them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, and give you praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I thank God for pastor that's not here. And all the saints that are on vacation. My wife went with them also. And so I got to learn how to cook again. I ain't cooking. My cooking days are over. I'm not going to cook. So I thank God for her in her absence. Amen. I'm going to start over at verse 21, Luke 8, verse 22. And it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, And he said unto them, let us go to the other side of the lake. I'm going to jump on over here to verse 40 because Jesus knew that he needed to get to the other side of the lake, not just to be gone. Somebody needed him on the other side. Amen. You might be on the other side, but Jesus is on his way. Can you say amen? You might be over on that other side, or you might just, he might have just left you, but Jesus is on his way, amen, to see about you. Verse 40 says, and it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down on his, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went to the people, thronged him. But as he went, the people thronged him. Here it is. Jesus had to get to the other side, not just for Jairus, but somebody else needed him. There's a lot of people that are in need. Amen. That people need the Lord today. But the Bible says that these people were waiting for him. Anybody waiting for Jesus this morning? The Bible says when he got over, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Amen. And behold, this man named Jairus came. He's a ruler of the synagogue. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, he's a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him, the Bible says, that he would come to his house. And can you imagine you walking with the creator, the master of all things, the ruler of all things, walking with you, coming to your house. He was going to Jairus' house. But as he went, the Bible says, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. It is about on his way to Jairus' house, he ran to this woman who had been sick for 12 long years, had an issue with her blood. Amen. You may not have an issue of your blood this morning, but you got an issue this morning. Amen. And your issue should cause you to throng Jesus. Amen. But this woman who had an issue of blood, she spent all her money on the physicians. And she gave every, she tried to do everything that possible. Amen. To get her healing, to get well. Amen. You tried everything. Has you tried everything today? You tried the doctors. You tried the medicines. You tried all kind of stuff. Amen. But you got to try Jesus. Amen. You got to give him a shot. You got to try the Lord. He won't let you down. And neither she got well. She spent everything she had. And the Bible says she couldn't get well. You know, the Bible tells us that money answers all things. It can buy a great physician. It can do this, it can do that, but it can't get you, it can't get you your healing. Amen. It can't deliver you. Amen. It can get you a whole lot of friends that ain't worth 2 cents. You know, all they want is what you got. Amen. And all Jesus was looking for is what you have. Amen. He's looking for what you got too. Amen. And so this woman came behind him, verse 44, and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Who touched me, Jesus said. You know, here is this woman in the press, amen, coming that she needed something from God. And all these other folk out there, woman out there in the first place with an issue of blood, she ain't supposed to be out there. But when you ain't supposed to be where you're supposed to be, when you need something from God, you do what you got to do. Amen. You know, this woman came to the press, the Bible said, and when everybody else was thronging him and touching him and reaching him, you know, the other scripture says that she pressed her way on in. I can't imagine this woman losing this blood. Amen. She got an issue of blood. She can't be too strong. You know, my nephew had 35. He had 35 blood transfusions not long ago. And he used to be bulked up like that. I mean, he's a weight lifter. And he said, I didn't want you to come out there. I didn't want nobody to come out there and see me because you can see my bones. You can see the bones in my face. Amen. So this woman just had an issue for 12 years, you know, and, you know, I can only imagine, you know, what kind of strength she had. But you know what? When you need God, you do whatever it takes. Can you imagine a crowd of people thronging, trying to get a hold of Jesus, and, you know, probably for the fishes and loaves. Amen. See what he can do for them. You know, naturally so. But this woman had an issue, a real issue. If you got a real issue today, you better get in the press. This woman came into the press, the Bible said. She came deeply into the press. I can imagine this woman getting down on her knees, crawling to Jesus, or maybe on her stomach. Whatever she had to do, she had to know. She knows she had to get to Jesus. Amen. When you're sick in your body, you're going through in your life, your children going through. Amen. You'll do whatever you got to do to get to Jesus. Amen. You'll be there at every night service. You'll be there every Wednesday night prayer. Amen. You'll be at every revival that you hear about. Amen. You'll press your way out into the Lord. Amen. You'll press your way out to get your healing, to get your blessing. This woman didn't care about her issue. All she knew is that she had to get to Jesus. How many know you got to get to Jesus? But you got to go through the press. You got to press your way. Amen. You can't sit up here and cry about it. You can't sit up here and complain about it. You can't sit up here and twiddle your thumbs about it. Amen. You got to do something about it. Amen. You got to move toward your blessing. Amen. You got to get in position for your blessing. Amen. You got to get into a place in your mind, in your heart that look, no matter what happens, no matter what I go through, amen, I'm going to get to Jesus. Amen. I'm pressing my way. How many feel like they're going to press today? How many feel like they're going to press their way to get their blessing? Amen. You got to press. And the Bible says, Jesus said, who touched me? He knew all of these people touching him. That was a special touch. How many know that there's a special touch that you got? He said, who? Somebody for real touched me. Somebody touched me for real. Amen. Somebody needed something. Do you need something this morning? You got to touch the Lord. Amen. He may not be here in your presence right now, naturally so. But in the spirit, you got to reach out and touch him. Amen. You need to be, if you're sick today, if you're going through something today, you need to be reaching out and saying, Lord, here I am. I'm touching you by faith. Amen. He said, who touched me? And Peter said, all these folk around you, you know, who touched me? But he said, when he said, who touched me? The Bible says, when all denied, everybody denying that they didn't touch him. You know, they should have been confessing. I touched you, Lord. It was me, Lord. It was I touched you. You know, they all deny. People are denying, you know, the touch that they can have with Jesus. But the woman said, Peter said, all these people, Master, the multitude thronged thee in the press, and says thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody touched me. Peter, I don't know what you're talking about. Somebody touched me today. Amen. You can touch him today. You can touch him right now. Amen. All you got to do is get in the press. All you got to do is have faith in God. You can touch him right now. You don't need nobody laying hands on you. You don't need nobody oiling you up. You don't need nobody to prophesy. All you got to do is get in the press by faith. Get in the press by faith and touch Jesus, and you'll be made whole. Amen. And Jesus says, somebody touch me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out from me. You know, he said he felt something left him. When you truly touch God, you will feel something. Not, you won't feel nothing leaving. You'll feel something coming into you. Amen. When you touch him for real, somebody can touch him for you. Amen. I was sitting in church one time over there on the other side, sick. Came to church. I always find myself in church, but I'm sick. Don't matter. Only way I couldn't make it to church is I couldn't get out of bed. But I always pressed my way out. And people say, well, you ain't got to go to church to get healed. Well, I know that my Redeemer living. I know that my blessing, my healing is amongst the saints. Amen. And if had I not come to church that day, I wouldn't have got my blessing that day. I'm sitting on the drums and playing the drums, and I'm just out of it, sweating and not feeling good at all. And I'm praying and asking God as the word go forth, Lord, help me. All I can say is help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. But I'm beating drums and I got a migraine headache, beating drums. Normally I'm in a place like this, you know, covered up, lights off. But I said, Lord, I got to go. I got to get in the press. And so after the service, sister, we dismissed. The sister was walking out, and God touched her because I believe I touched him. And there was a lot of touching going on that day. And so when she was walking out, she stopped. She said, Al, I love you, out of the blue. And Lord is my witness. I felt a virtue from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I was spontaneous, instantly healed and made whole. Amen. That's the kind of touch that Jesus is looking for. Amen. God is looking for you to trust him. Amen. If he do it for one, he'll do it for another. But you just got to get in the press. Amen. You just got to go on and stretch out on faith. You got to be crazy with your faith. Amen. You can't worry about who looking at you or what somebody might think or what they might say about you. You got to get in. If the pool is stirring, you got to get in the water. Amen. If we say the God is moving, you got to move with him.
Like this, when the water comes, when the water moves, I'm jumping, I'm getting. I'm getting my healing. Amen. This man still waited. This man didn't give up. 38 years. You know, what was he waiting for? He couldn't get in the water. What was he waiting for? What you waiting for? Are you still waiting? Have you given up? Or your faith on trial? Your faith, you walking by faith and not by sight.
This man was waiting. I don't know what he thought. I don't know what his plans was, but he was still there, impotent. Paralyzed man can't move. Can't scoop fast enough. You can't get there fast enough. Amen. But one day, this man named Jesus came walking, coming on the scene. He didn't come for all those folk that were sitting. He came for that one impotent man. You can be that impotent person today. That one person that Jesus came for and healed him because he waited. God sees your wait. Amen. He sees you waiting for him. Amen. He sees your press. Amen. He sees your persistence. Amen. You got to be persistent. You know, you got to be dogmatic with what you're looking for God. Amen. Don't take this thing lightly. You might be on a cane, sister. You might be on a walker, my sister. But God, he'll supply your needs. Amen. But God, he'll come for you too one day. But you got to get in the press. Look, signs, wonders, and miracles. You got to be somewhere. It ain't always got to be in church, but this the place I've always got my blessings, in the house of God. I got blessings at home. I heard at home, but when I came to church, I got delivered. Amen. I suffered with migraines for years since a little boy. But one day, the Lord came and healed. But you got to get in the press. You got to have faith. You got to declare the word over yourself. Amen. You got to take possession of what God has given you. Amen. You know, last week we talked about taking possession. You got to declare your healing. Keep declaring it. Don't let the devil wear you out with doubt. Amen. Don't let him wear you out with disbelief. Wear him out. You know how you wear the devil out? Just keep professing the word of God over yourself. Devil, you a liar. That's what Jesus did when he was tempting him. He's tempting you too. Keep believing God. By his stripes, I'm healed. Lord, you said in Jeremiah, if I'm healed, then I'm healed. If you heal me, then I'm healed. If I'm saved, Lord, I'm saved. Amen. You got to believe what God says that you can have. Amen. Matter of fact, you got to believe what he says is already yours. Healing is the children's bread. Amen. It already belongs to you. And so when the devil come try to snatch your bread, you snatch it back by speaking the word of God. Amen. Don't let him take nothing from you. Amen. He can't do that. He ain't that strong. Amen. He can't do it. He can't take nothing from you. And so this woman pressed her way out, and she was the only one standing. When Jesus turned around and looked at her, she was the only one, and she knew that she was healed. And he said unto her daughter, Why are you out here in this condition? You know the law says that if a woman have an issue of blood, that she's supposed to stay in the house. He didn't tell her all that. He didn't get legalistic. He knew that this woman needed something. Amen. He knew that she needed a divine touch, a divine healing. He said, daughter, be of good cheer. God is telling you this morning, sons and daughters, be of good cheer. He said, thy faith hath made the whole. Go in peace. And here it is. Remember when he came to the other side, the first person met him was Jairus. And he was, Jesus, my daughter, you know, lied to the point of death. She's sick and she's going to die. You got to come to my house and heal my daughter. Jesus didn't have to double back because he didn't forget about Jairus. Amen. Look, don't think that your situation is too grave for God. If his daughter would have died, Jesus had the power to raise her up again. Amen. Jesus didn't let nothing shake him. Don't let nothing shake you. Have faith in God. Amen. He said the whole, and while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler's synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. Jairus, come on back home, buddy. Your daughter died. Ain't nothing Jesus can do. Come on. But Jairus didn't leave Jesus. Amen. When he first came on the scene, Jairus stayed with Jesus. Even in the press, amen, he was still, the Bible, he was still with Jesus. You got to be with Jesus regardless, amen. The press, whether it's your situation, you stay there until God answers your prayer, amen. He stayed there even when the situation was dead, amen. They told him to come on home, Jairus. It's all over with. Your daughter is dead. But Jesus heard it. All Jesus got to do is hear it. Let Jesus hear it. Let Jesus hear you saying, help me, Lord. Let Jesus say, Lord, let Jesus hear you say, I'm tired, Lord. Let him hear you. Lord, I can't handle this no more, Lord, but you can handle it. Amen. He said, Jesus heard this. Jesus hear everything. Amen. And he answered him saying, fear not. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love. Amen. Power. And a what? Sound mind. God don't want you running all crazy, falling all out, kicking and screaming. You don't run around like you got your head cut off like a chicken. He said, God has given us the spirit what of love. Amen. We love God. We love him. He's given us power. Power of the Holy Ghost to stand, to endure these things. Amen. We're going to have to endure some stuff. We're going to have to go through, amen, to get to the other side. Amen. You're going to have to go through some storms. You're going to have to go through rain. Amen. You're going to have to go through some losses. Amen. You're going to have to go through some stuff to get to the other side. Amen. He's and he's given us a sound mind. God has given you that peace. Amen. You know, when you believe God, when you really trust God, you have peace that surpasses all understanding. Won't nothing move you. Won't nothing shake you. The devil will come and try to steal your word. Come and try to lie to you and tell you that it's all over with. And some people just say, well, it is all over with, and we're going about their business. But you got to stay with the word. Amen. Jairus stayed with the word. Amen. He knew that Jesus was the word. Amen. He knew he heard something. He saw things. Amen. He just seen this woman get healed. I ain't going nowhere. Amen. I just heard somebody here just got a miracle. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to stay right here until I get my miracle. I'm going to stay right here until I get my blessing. Job said, I'm going to wait all the days of my appointed time until my change come. Your change will come if you wait for God. Amen. Don't leave the word. Amen. Don't leave God. Leave your worries behind. Amen. Leave your fears behind. Don't leave the word. And Jesus heard it. And he said unto him, fear not. Believe only. That's all you got to do. Believe. And she shall be made whole. All you got to do is be made whole. And all ...51. And when he came into the house, see, he's on his way, he's still on his way to, he's on his way to Jairus' house and performing all of these miracles, helping all these folk. Man, if this don't help you, I don't know what will. Amen. God is on his way. Amen. I used to say he's just around the corner. Look around the corner, you might see him coming. Amen. You're gonna get sideswiped, ran over by your blessing. Amen. It's gonna overtake you. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter, James, and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. Your situation ain't dead. Even if it is dead, he's able to what raise it up. Your situation ain't dead, though. He said, just sleep. It's just in a null. Amen. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. Amen. You can ask or even think according to the power that worketh in us. You got to have something in you working. Amen. You got to have Christ in you, the hope of glory in you working. You got to have the Spirit of God living in you, working in you. The Word God got to be working in you. Amen. Because when stuff rises, when things get hot, things seem like they're dead. If the Word is in you, it's going to come out. Amen. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. You begin to speak the word over the situation, because the word, amen, is going to quicken it. The word is going to make it alive. Amen. And so he said, she ain't dead. She's asleep. Your situation, I'm telling you this morning, it ain't dead. It's just sleep. And God going to touch it and wake you up and wake that situation up. And they laughed him to scorn, the Bible says, knowing that she was dead. People going to laugh at you. I'm still waiting on Jesus. People going to laugh you to scorn. Your God came and got you yet? Your God came and healed you yet? No, not yet. Your God delivered you yet? No, not yet. But he going to do it. Amen. He's on his way. Did God give you that miracle that you're speaking about? No, not yet. But he going to do it. Let them laugh. Amen. Because they're going to need your testimony. They're going to use your testimony. They're going to need your prayer. Amen. They're going to be calling you, asking you to pray for them. Amen. And he says, and he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came back again. And she rose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat. And her parents was astonished. But he charged them that they should not tell, that they should tell no man what was done. Here it is. Jesus put everybody out that was laughing, that didn't have no faith. Let them laugh. But you maintain your integrity. You keep your faith. Amen. God pushing the unbelievers aside. You're going to be the last man standing. You're going to get your blessing. You're going to get your healing. And he said, made right. God going to speak to your situation too. Amen. God will speak to your situation right now. Amen. But you got to have faith. Let your faith agree with God. Amen. Let it agree with the word of God. Amen. His word won't return to him void. Amen. You just got to have faith and trust God that he will and he's able. Amen. I know he will. I know he will. He did it for me. Who am I? He'll do it for you. So you stay in the press, my sister. Stay in the press, my brother. Be strong in the power of his might. Amen. Don't give in. Don't give up. Because Jesus is on his way. Amen. You believe that this morning? You believe that God will come for your situation too? Amen. He has come for your situation even today. Amen. God will do it. He's not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he shall repent. If God spoke a word and all his promises are yea and amen. If he said, you know, if God said it, then he's going to perform his word. Amen. He's going to make good on his word. You know, he ain't like some of us. We say we're going to do something. Not that we're just trying to deceive people, but we overwhelm ourselves sometimes. You can't overwhelm God. You can't overwhelm. And God's power is not limited. It's limitless. You know, his power goes on and on and on and on. He can meet your need today. He can meet your need today. He can meet everybody's needs today. Amen. You ain't got to be just one at a time. Don't think that you got to be the man at the pool waiting for somebody to want water to move. Everybody can get in the pool today. You want to get in the, you want your healing, your blessing, you want your situation changed today? Get in the pool. God is troubling the water right now. Get in the pool. If you believe that by faith, get in the pool. Step out in the aisle where you at. Just step out in the aisle and say, Lord, I believe that you're troubling water and you're going to heal my situation. You're going to deliver me. Do it by faith and God will honor your faith. Amen. He will do it for you. Amen. You just got to have faith. It ain't Brother Al. It ain't what I'm saying. It's what he said. Amen. It's by faith. That pool ain't here no more. But by faith, we can make the pool here. Yeah, I believe the pool is here. That was one of the ways I got healed one day. And they said, you get on up here. Everybody believe that the water's moving. Ain't but a few of us come up here and get in the water. I left with what I wanted. I left with what I needed. Amen. You can leave too with what you needed. Amen. God is no respecter person. But you just got to get in the press. And no matter what the situation is, press on. No matter what the circumstances say, press on. Amen. You got to press your way to Christ. You got to press your way to the throne. Amen. You're going to go through some things. You know, but Paul said, I light afflictions. We're gonna go through some stuff, but he said, but I light afflictions. He was talking about them back then. And I look at their afflictions. They didn't sound and they didn't look light. They were being beheaded, burned, but he's crucified. But he said, but I light afflictions only but for a moment. Ain't nobody, you ain't resisted unto blood. Ain't nobody came to you and say, look, I'm going to take your life if you profess Christ. You know, we just worried about what somebody going to say, what they going to think, or if they going to reject us. They're not rejecting you when you go. They're rejecting Christ. Amen. You're an ambassador. You're living for him. So press your way into your blessing. Press your way into your healing, to your miracle. Press your way into the way that God wants you to go. Amen. God bless you this morning. I hope that I've said something that have encouraged you, caused you to go on and keep moving toward your faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Anybody need prayer? We're going to pray and stand with you this morning. Amen. We'll touch and agree. Nobody needs prayer. Amen. Well, I just pray over everybody this morning. God bless you this morning. I'm glad that you came. Know that God is with you. God is for you. God promised he'd never leave nor forsake you. Amen. He's always with you. He ain't left you alone. Don't think that God forgot about you. He ain't got to double back. He didn't double back to Jairus' house. He was on his way. But in the meanwhile, he had some other things that he needed to do. So in the meanwhile, while he doing other things, he going to stop by your door. He going to stop by your house and deliver you. This house and make you whole. He going to stop by your house, sister, and make you whole. He going to deliver you. That's the kind of God he is. Amen. He'll do it. Amen. This little stuff that we go through is only a small thing to God. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Amen. Is there anything too hard for God?
No.
What can't he do? What can't he do? Come on, give me. I know y'all got one thing that he can't do. Come on.
Amen.
He can't lie. If he said he would heal you, then he would heal you. Amen. He ain't lying. I didn't say that. It's in the word. Healing is the children's bread, Sister Tina.
Right. Amen.
And it don't make no difference how severe your case is. God is greater.
Yes.
He's mightier. You believe that?
Yes.
You been waiting for him?
Yes.
You going to keep waiting for him?
Yes.
We're going to ask him to deliver you today. Is that all right?
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I've done, God, what you told me to do, God. Lord God, I believe, Father God, that this day that you, God, will make this woman whole. I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, by your power, God, by your anointing, Lord, heal this woman, God. Make her whole, Father, in the name of Jesus. Do it, God, for your glory, God. Let the people know, God, who you are, Lord God, and what you came to do. Let them know, God, that you have not forgotten them, God. So, God, I curse this sickness right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, God, Lord God, that you remove this pressure, Lord God, from her mind, God, from her brain, God. In Jesus' name, God. God, I forever give you the glory, God. I be careful to give you all the praise, God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Let it be so, God. I call it done, God. By faith, Lord. Hallelujah. Give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I know you're able, Lord God. Oh, God, you can do it, God. My sister been waiting for you, Lord God, for years, Lord God. Lord, Father, I'm asking you, Father God, to put strength, Father God, back in these bones, Lord God. Put strength, Father God, back in her ankles, oh God, her knees, God. Lord, her hips, Lord God. I'm asking you, Father God, to make her over, Lord God. Give her extreme makeover, Father, from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, God. Let her begin, God, to exercise the faith again, Lord God. Lord, let her put the crutch up, Lord God. Let her put this cane up, God, and begin to walk by faith again, Lord God. And I believe, God, that this time, Lord God, that you would do it for her, God. So, God, I thank you right now, God, and I praise you, God. Let strength, God. Let strength, God, come back to these legs, God. In Jesus' name, Father. Give him some glory, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just got to press. God is looking for you to press. Press your way. Press your way out. Press your way in. Hallelujah. God is good, ain't he? And his mercy endure forever. So, oh God, we thank you today. Keep believing. Keep professing. Keep declaring. Amen. Keep declaring that you are in the presence. You ain't going to stop. You ain't going to give up. Look for your healing. Look for your deliverance. Amen. Look for it. Expect it. Believe it. Check it out every now and then. Get up and start walking. The Bible said as they went, they were healed. So you got to start exercising your faith. When Jesus came to that impotent man at the pool, he told him to rise up. God is telling us to rise up in our situation. Don't sit there. If you rise up, then that means you believe in what he said, that you're going to walk again, that you're going to be made whole again. You got to rise up. You feel like God telling you to rise up and start exercising your faith. You can't sit there and just let the, say, I got faith. Faith without works is dead. You got to have faith. You got to exercise it. I mean, we talked about it this morning. How does faith grow? How does it grow? By hearing the word. Bible tells us that faith is as a grain of a mustard seed. It is the smallest seed, he said, of all the herbs. But when it is sowed, you got to sow it. You can't keep the seed. You got to put it somewhere. You got to put it in the ground. And when it is sowed, exercise the faith. Exercise the faith. Keep exercising faith. It's going to grow. But if you keep that seed, it's just a seed. Amen. You keep that seed all you want. Say, I got faith. James said, yeah. Some say, I got faith and no works. You got to have faith and works. They're inseparable. You can't have one without the other in order for something to work. They go together. Like my favorite dish, pork and beans and hot dogs. You got to have faith and works. You got to get up and move and declare your healing. That's possessing your blessing. Amen. God bless you this morning. God bless you this morning. Let us stand and dismiss it. Anybody got anything? Sister, again, thank you for coming. Because I had somebody calling you, checking on you, and I've been calling your name, not just yours, Avery's. You know, it's going to work out, Sister Shannon. Yeah.
As you know, we have a church down in a small community, Neelyville. It was given to us. We started, went in there, we got estimates, we had a plumber come in, they said we had a leak, the building's over 100 years old, but it had been maintained. The plumber turned around, told us it was going to be, $200. Mm.
Right.
Ain't it? We were at a conference and God is really shifting and moving and building. And I would just ask you to pray for the community of Neelyville. It's a very small town.
What's the name of it again?
Neelyville. It's past Poplar Bluff.
Okay.
Still Butler County, as you're from it, but it's on the Arkansas and Missouri line.
Okay.
And it sits there. But God has been calling us there over the last few years, and then we ended up getting a given, and they even paid all the lawyer fees, and everything was given, a church from to us.
Wow.
A building. And now we're just in the process of where God's putting us as a group.
Mm-hmm.
And also being able to serve the town, and also the finances. But I know he's bringing them.
Amen.
Every door he opens, he brings.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
So you could just pray for us, and for us to be obedient to wherever God's telling us we need to serve,
mm-hmm.
and where we need to go.
Yeah.
Because that's where we're at right now, is us being obedient. And
that's right.
We're obedient, he moves.
Amen. We pray right now, church. You know, we pray right now, and we can join our faith. Father, you heard the request, God. Now, God, we bring it to you in prayer. Now, you said bring everything to you in prayer, Lord God. We pray, Father God, for this group of people, Lord God, that you have blessed with this building, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you will make a way for them, Lord God. Lord, if you're in it, Father God, we ask that you will open doors, Lord God. We ask, Father God, that you will bless them, Father God, with everything that they need, Father God. Plumbers, electricians, God, builders, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, that they will obey you, God. We ask, Father God, that you will help them, lead and guide them, God, in the way that they should go, Lord God. They said that, God, they want to be obedient to you. So we're asking you to order their steps, Lord God. Guide their feet only in thy word, Lord. We pray, God. We just pray, Father God, whatever door that you open, Lord God, we know that no man can close. So, God, we pray that you will move for them, Father. Give them ears to hear, God, and eyes, God, to see in the spirit, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Now, God, we ask that you, God, would just bless this congregation. Bless those, Father God, that are not here today, God, that's on the way back. We ask that you will watch over them, keep them safe, God, on every highway, byway, Lord God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you, God, would drive back, God. Oh, God, everything, God, that would hinder them, God, from getting back here safely, Father. We pray, God, that you, God, would just move for them, Father. And we pray, God, that you watch over us, Lord, as we leave this place, but never ever from your presence. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, church.